Light and Buzz Radio Business Talk. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
Hello and welcome to Business Talk with me, Becca Prideaux, here on Light and Buzz Radio. Coming up on today's show, we've got the What's On for Business, all the local business news, and a special report into the impact of the upcoming changes to the IR35 legislation. So let's dive straight on in, get some dates in your diary with the What's On for Business. On Wednesday, you can join the Leighton Buzzard Business Club for their breakfast meeting at 7 a.m. at the Dukes at Heath and Reach. They're a business support group who meet every Wednesday. They aim to be supportive in every way and offer a relaxed and light-hearted atmosphere. There's no competition, just friendly business, as they only allow one person from each profession. If you'd like to attend, contact them on Facebook or via their website, leightonbuzzardbiz.co.uk, and they ask that you do that and book your seat so they can find out a bit more about your business. Jam on Toast Marketing have some more of their very popular training workshops coming up. Their workshops for small groups are an hour long. On the 26th of February, Chloe's hosting 2 power hours on marketing basics for small business. And on the 6th of March, she has power hours on both Canva and Instagram. Each of the power hours costs £15 and is held at Haberdashery on the High Street. There are daytime and evening options available. All the details are on Eventbrite or on the Jam on Toast Facebook page. On Friday the 28th of February from 9:30 to 11:30, you can join Chloe Peters and Emma Curzon at the Dukes at Heath and Reach for a morning of informal networking and an opportunity to engage with other local business ladies at their Bee's Knees Business Buzz. We talked to Emma about what makes their networking group different. Let's hear what she has to say. So I'm here with the lovely Emma Curzon of the Bee's Knees Business Club. We've just had one of their fantastic meetings. Welcome to Business Talk.
And thanks, Becca.
Can you tell us a bit about the Bee's Knees Club and what makes it so special?
Of course. Well, we're a very friendly local group, very relaxed in the way that we operate. So we don't have any lockouts. We're very much pay-as-you-go rather than annual fees. And we don't do referral targets. So it takes away a lot of the pressure that people feel quite often at networking groups. And it focuses very much on real connections. So people get to know each other without those pressures behind them and worrying that they've got to stand up and do a two-minute speech that perhaps they're not prepared for or feeling confident enough to do in front of a room full of people.
So at each event, there's lots of time to chat, an informative speaker, and more time to chat over tea, coffee, and delicious nibbles. It's a great event both for experienced networkers and for those who've never networked before. The event costs £7 and tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can put some spice back in your networking with the Leighton Buzzard Curry Club on Thursday the 5th of March. These structured meetings aim to be fun and vibrant for entrepreneurs and executives to connect and to collaborate. The Curry Club also support the charity Transition UK, who support disadvantaged people aged 14 to 25 by donating £2 of your monthly fee. They meet at 6:30 at the Dukes at Heath and Reach and it costs £15. Places are limited and you will need to book via Eventbrite. On Sunday the 8th of March, the Community Photographic Studio, Studio Infinity, is holding a networking open day at their premises on the High Street. It's a chance to find out about the studio and the services that they offer to both businesses and individuals. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you're invited to pop along to enjoy coffee, cake and a chat. Coming up on Tuesday the 10th of March, 4N Networking have their next networking lunch at the Dukes at Heath and Reach. It starts at noon and it's 50% business and 50% social. There's a 40-second introductions round, an informative speaker, and 3 10-minute one-to-one meetings with other attendees, as well, of course, as your lunch. The meeting costs £15 and you can register your interest on Eventbrite. One of the team will then get in touch and answer any questions you have, as well as confirming your booking. If you're looking for a job or to grow your team, check out the Milton Keynes Job Show. It's the largest job show in the region and it's on the 27th and 28th of March at the Centre in Milton Keynes. It's free to attend if you're looking for a job, and all the details for job seekers and recruiters are on their website, which is mkjobshow.co.uk. The Leighton and Linslade Town Council Spring Networking event is on the 22nd of April at the Leighton Buzzard Golf Course from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. It's an opportunity to meet like-minded business people, build your network, meet other networking groups, find out about the support available to local businesses, and maybe even collaborate with them. It's a very well attended event and a great place to find other local suppliers and customers, so we all benefit. Chris Davis from Sandler Training is this year's guest speaker, and he's going to be discussing topics such as, ever felt that the buyer or an employee has the upper hand in negotiations, and are you busy or are you effective? The event is free and includes light refreshments. It's open to all businesses of all sizes and sectors, and tickets are available on Eventbrite. If you've got a business event coming up you'd like to share and invite other people to, please drop me a line, Becca, that's B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. So that's got some dates in your diary. And still to come on today's show, we've got all the local business news. And coming up next, we have a special report into the changes that freelancers and contractors are facing and what that means for us as businesses in Leighton Buzzard.
Your local radio station. Yeah. Leighton Buzz Radio.
The upcoming changes to the IR35 legislation have been hitting the headlines, and in today's report we take a look at what they are and why they should matter to us here in Leighton Buzzard. 20 years after the introduction of the intermediaries legislation known as IR35, we're about to see some major changes in the way that this is assessed. It was initially introduced to clamp down on the instances of one-person companies providing services to businesses where the individual was still working as if they were an employee while getting the tax benefits of a corporate structure. From April, the responsibility for determining if an individual falls inside or outside of these off-payroll rules moves from the individual to the company that engages their services. If a contract is deemed to be inside IR35, the company becomes liable for paying employers' national insurance contributions and the apprenticeship levy on top of what they pay the contractor. The changes mean that genuinely self-employed people are losing work opportunities and companies aren't able to gain access to the vital specialist skills of this very flexible workforce at a time when potentially they need it most. For companies to keep their costs the same, they'd need to drop the contractor's rates significantly, and the contractor would still be liable for an increase in taxes on their reduced income, without the benefits that employees get like holiday pay, sick pay, and pension contributions. In a year where we're likely to need to implement business change projects quickly and seamlessly due to the ongoing trade negotiations that result from Brexit, this could have devastating consequences for the whole UK economy. For companies, this compliance is going to create an additional administrative burden, and the costs associated with assessing their current compliance and having an ongoing process to ensure that any future contractors and freelancers they use are compliant is not insubstantial. Having been in a position where I had to do this for a company who employed a large number of highly specialist and technically brilliant people when the original legislation was introduced, I remember the confusion, the effort, and the additional ongoing costs we incurred, as well as the ongoing management and morale issues that we were left with. It definitely had a huge negative impact on the delivery of the project we were working on, and it increased our ongoing costs, and we certainly took a profit hit that year. No organisation wants to do that, and it's not helpful to the Treasury in the long term either. The new rules are proving very confusing to everybody, and they are complex. And some hiring organisations are simply not wanting to get involved at all, while others have correctly worked out that the only way to avoid a huge tax liability is to declare that all their engagements are going to be inside IR35, meaning entirely compliant contractor businesses are being forced to close. Another way that recruiting companies are managing this risk is to offshore the work and only employ contractors whose companies are based in other countries. Additionally, several major flaws have been found in the government's tool to assess people's IR35 status, making it really hard for companies to know where they stand. IPSI, the Association of Independent Professionals and the Self-Employed, have conducted some research into the impact of these changes, and Deputy Director of Policy and External Affairs, Andy Chamberlain, said, "The survey shows that the changes to IR35 are a clear and imminent danger to the self-employed sector and to the businesses they work with right across the UK. This will do enormous damage to the £305 billion a year sector, which will have a disastrous consequence for the wider economy. The government must urgently delay these changes while a full independent review is carried out." Offpayroll.org is already reporting that more than 50% of companies who use contractors are banning self-employed workers in any form, and we have seen several high-profile financial institutions, Vodafone and GSK, ban the use of self-employed workers anywhere in their supply chain. We're also already seeing reports of business improvement and technology projects being delayed and cancelled, Adding to the complexity of doing business here in the UK and making it hard to access some of these highly talented individuals seems particularly stupid to me at a time where we're in the middle of negotiating our trade deals, and I question the wisdom of giving international companies who employ millions of people here in the UK another reason to consider closing their UK operations. What's probably most worrying for us all long term is that effectively the government has created a new sector of employment, with contractors and freelancers effectively becoming zero-right employees. This group will be taxed as if they're employees via PAYE, but without any of the security or any of the benefits, so no sick pay, no holiday pay, no maternity, no paternity, no pension. This feels grossly unfair and it mustn't be allowed to happen. And what if employers start to use it as a way of reducing the cost and the benefits every employee is entitled to? Well, this isn't what the law has intended to do or deems reasonable. It is the reality that this group of workers are facing. So what does that mean for us and why does it matter to us in Leighton Buzzard? Well, the knock-on effects of these changes are potentially damaging to all UK employers, whatever their size, either because they're directly impacted or because their business supports companies that are. Our economy is fragile and dealing with a huge level of uncertainty as it is, as well as impacting the contractors themselves by making it harder for them to find employment and without having to take significant drops in income when they can find employment. There are knock-on consequences to many other businesses. For example, if contractors and freelancers become PAY employees, they're no longer going to need the accountants who do their accounts and tax returns each year. We have a strong contractor and freelancer base here in Leighton Buzzard and a healthy economy of businesses that support them in professional capacities. These changes jeopardise that. So what can you do? As well as making sure that you and your business are ready by checking the government's website and then taking professional advice where you need to, you can also support the campaign to stop these changes. If you want to know more about it and how you can support that campaign, visit IPSE, which is ipse.co.uk. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email me, Becca, that's B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with your local business news. Let's start with two businesses that are reopening after refurbishment this week. Firstly, we have the Clay Pipe Pub on Apennine Way. The refurbishments are looking great from the outside and the grand opening is on Saturday the 29th from 7pm. As well as extending and refurbishing, they're also recruiting additional staff and you can find out more on their Facebook page. The other business reopening after refurbishment this week is our branch of the Nationwide Bank on the High Street. It's great to see this continued investment in our High Street as we all benefit from having facilities like the banks and our post office in the town centre. Marshall's coaches, who provide a commuter service to London, have ordered two electric buses to use on the route. Managing partner Glenn Marshall says the coaches will arrive midsummer. There are some additional restrictions that apply to using them, but these zero emission buses will be ideal on this commuter route. The growing success of Don't Get Locked In, the wing-based escape room business, means the Linslade family who run it are relocating the business to Bedford, where they'll be able to offer six different escape room games. My understanding is that the growing number of fans of this kind of game won't have to travel to Bedford or Milton Keynes to find their nearest escape room for long, as the Crooked Crowbar have plans to open some new escape rooms above their bar. Dan and Helen Spence are arranging a charity ball in aid of Willen Hospice in memory of Dan's mother. They're looking for us as businesses to help them by donating raffle prizes for the ball, which is on the 17th of July at the Rugby Club. You can also order tickets, of course, which cost £25. To donate a prize or book a ticket, please contact Dan on 07852 137 904. On the 29th of April, there's going to be a vegan market in Leighton Buzzard from 10:30 until 4. There are going to be up to 40 stands featuring a variety of vegan foods and snacks, ethically sourced clothing, handmade cosmetics and locally made arts and crafts. If you want to be one of them, stands are still available and you can visit veganmarkets.co.uk/Leighton-Buzzard-Traders. If you've got some business news or a story you'd like featured on the show, please do get in touch. You can email me at Becca, B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. If you missed any of this show, you can catch it again on the Business Talk with Becca Prideaux podcast on leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. A big thank you to our sponsors Penn Telecom, and of course, to you for listening. I've been Becca Prideaux. This has been Business Talk on Leighton Buzz Radio. I look forward to talking business with you again soon.
Station, yeah. Latent Buzz Radio.